And right here, I've got a gaucho who is destroying the game. He is a pitcher for the Indians. He is an all-star. He is an all-star game MVP. He is the American League Pitcher of the Month for August on the season. 6-0, an ERA of 1.2, 84 strikeouts. He leads the American League in wins, ERA, and strikeouts. He is, in fact, the pride of UC Santa Barbara, Milwaukee at Cleveland tomorrow. Shane Bieber is my guest. Shane, it is so good to have you on. Listen, I ran down a partial list of your accomplishments, but before we get into the season, Shane, how are you doing overall? How is life for you right about now?
Romer, wow, what an intro. I'm not sure I deserve that, but I know the guy that did, so I appreciate it, man. But thanks for having me. Things are going well. We're feeling good as a team, feeling good individually. Offense is starting to get hot at the right time, and in this shortened 60-game season, I think everybody knows crazy things can happen. So we're feeling good as a clubhouse and good moving forward this year for sure.
Shane Bieber, my guest. Shane, like I said, I can't really fawn over my guests or play favorites, but man, I'm proud of you. I'm really proud of you. Now, listen, it's been such a weird year in the sense that spring training started. There was a hiatus that lasted for months. Then you had that mini summer camp before starting the season again. The thinking was it was going to be really tough for pitchers to get ready when the actual game started, but you've been rolling every single time. How did you approach that hiatus, and how were you able to get locked in from day one?
It was weird. It was definitely a challenge, something new, something nobody's ever been through before. It was unprecedented, just like all these times that we're going through right now. But the way I was able to get locked in is I went back to Santa Barbara for off-season 2.0, as we called it. I kept my normal off-season regimen, and I tried to just stay locked in. At first, I thought, okay, yeah, they're sending us back. This could be, 3, 4, 5 weeks max? And it ended up being a lot longer than that. So I feel like that thinking at least helps me continue my regimen, continue my routine, stay locked in for as long as possible until things kind of got sorted out. And, obviously Santa Barbara's not a bad place to spend those last few months, albeit couldn't take advantage of everything that place has to offer, but it's just nice being there, as you know.
Yeah, I was going to say, Shane, how much of that was about going back to a place that's really nice and a place you know? And was there anything mechanical about that? I mean, were you doing work back there with people you also knew? How much of that was about the actual mechanics of the thing, and how much about that was the familiarity of the area?
Yeah, it was huge, actually. I considered my setup to be one of the better setups, at least of guys, my teammates and guys around the league that I knew what they were doing. Just because it was like I said, my normal off-season routine. I was able to work out with my same trainer fellow gaucho, Kyle Nelson, with us in AAA, with the Cleveland Indians in AAA and at our alternative site. One of my best friends, college roommates, we lived together. So we were throwing together, we were lifting together, training together, just like a normal off-season. So it was as normalized as possible, obviously with some different aspects into it, but all things considered, like I said, I felt like I was very comfortable in my routine in those crazy times.
I love that. So where did you guys live together?
On the Mesa.
Okay.
It was my first time. Yeah. So pretty close to downtown. Great spot, real close to the water. it was unfortunate, knowing the area, not, every place was closed. We couldn't take absolute advantage of what was going on there. And but like I said, it is crazy times. All things considered, we had a great setup. We enjoyed our time, but it seemed like the whole time we were just waiting to get back to baseball, waiting to hear on the season.
I love it. Shane Bieber joining us. You know, if we were to go back and look at your development, you said, quote, early on the story on me was not the best swing and miss stuff, so I had to learn how to pitch. Just being able to locate my fastball, establish it, then work off that. I've always kind of worked off that, and it's kind of always been in my back pocket, end of quote. So when you talk about learning how to pitch, for those who don't understand that concept, what exactly do you mean?
Yeah, so obviously locating a fastball can open up a lot of things. When your fastball plays up, you hear a lot of pitchers say this, when your fastball plays up, your off-speed stuff does as well. So especially if you're able to locate it off of the fastball and kind of make each pitch look similar to each other. But that's kind of what it's been early on from high school, trying to learn how to read hitters' swings, learn their approaches throughout college and see what they're looking for. And it's kind of learning how to play that cat-and-mouse game between the pitcher and the batter. And once I got up here into the MLB, I was fortunate to come up to an incredible staff. Not only an incredible pitching staff, coaching staff, but a catching staff as well. And I've learned quite a bit from those guys and Roberto Perez, namely, one of the best in the game. And I continue to learn from him every day, not just about pitching, but about reading swings and reading hitters and pitch calling.
Shane Bieber joining us. You know, Shane, then part of the development, the story goes back in 2017, you had a curveball, and not just a curveball, but the hook. Man, this thing is a monster now. You're using it more and more. And now you have incredible swing and miss rates. So how valuable is it to have that knowledge of how to pitch that you talked about and then able to combine that with some really nasty stuff now?
Yeah, it's huge. That was actually a curveball I picked up from another college buddy, Trevor Betancourt, who's with the Phillies. He had an unbelievable hook in college. So I was like, hey, how do you throw that thing? We worked on it one off season, and it's kind of blossomed. It's kind of my baby now. So it has been getting a lot of swings and misses. And when it comes down to reading swings, and if you can get swings and misses, you finally get somebody to lay off on that curveball in the dirt, then you can maybe throw a fastball on the outer edge and freeze them. And so I'm learning how to do that this year. Like I said, I'm taking a lot from Roberto Perez, Sandy Leone, and some incredible catchers we've had in the past. And I'm just trying to continue to learn each and every day, and that's what's working out for me right now.
You know, Shane, the thing is, even more impressive to me than the success you're having at this age is the fact that you're taking this all in stride. So I know I'm not going to get you to bite on this per se, but you're being talked about as not only a Cy Young favorite, but you're getting a lot of run and attention as an MVP candidate. It's all really heady stuff. What's it all mean to you, and what's it like to hear that?
It's great to hear it, but nothing's for sure until it's all over. Like I said, in the 60-game season, crazy things can happen, not just with the team, but for individuals as well. I feel like I've finally become the pitcher that I've been working towards for a long time. And like I said, there's a long way to go, but I'm just continuing to try and develop each and every day. And if good things happen, good things happen. But taking everything in stride, like you said, and enjoying it one day at a time, that's what's most important to me. I feel like as long as I do that, good things will come.
See, you knew that, right? You had that plan. You worked that plan. If you kept working, good things were going to happen. But the story really has become the stuff of legend. I mean, if I'd come to you when you were a walk-on at UCSB and then told you in a few years you would be an all-star MVP, as well as a Cy Young and an MVP candidate, I mean, what would you have said, Shane? Would you have said, that sounds absolutely insane? Or would you have said, you know what?
Yeah, no.
Maybe.
I mean, I'd like to say that I would be that confident at that age, but I was definitely not. That's not something that I would have been so receptive in hearing. I would have called your bluff right away. But it's amazing to hear right now. I know that my development in college has meant a lot to me, and it's done tremendous things for me. And then coming into the big leagues and with the Indians development staff, I know I've made a lot of strides forward. So there's a lot of people to commend and to thank on the way. But yeah, like you said, I don't think I would have believed you a few years ago if you said all that.
Well, I appreciate you talking about you so much, because I know you'd probably rather not. So let me ask you quickly about the team and the staff before you go. In the last 14 months, Shane, the team has lost Trevor Bauer, Corey Kluber, Mike Clevinger. These are serious arms, and losing guys like that would pretty much crush most teams, yet you're in first in the division. What's it say about the talent and the mental toughness of the guys in that clubhouse that you just keep battling no matter what?
It's huge. We just got a great bunch of guys that love putting on the line for each other each and every night. So things are really, really working out. We're meshing super well in the clubhouse. That's not to say, you know, to discredit what those guys that you aforementioned earlier have done for this organization, Kluber, Bauer, Clev, and so many other guys. Like I kind of mentioned earlier, I've learned so much from them over the past few years since I've been brought up. But the guys that we have waiting, I think it speaks volumes to the drafts that we've put together the past few years, the development, guys like Aaron Civale, Adam Plutko, Zach Plesac, Tristan McKenzie, all these right-handed starters that you're starting to hear about around the league that are just kind of taking the league by storm. It's not by surprise by anybody in the organization. I feel like we all saw this coming.
Shane, what about Carlos Carrasco, somebody else in that clubhouse? He was diagnosed with leukemia last year. He fought hard, and in July, he won his first start since the diagnosis. He's 2-3. He's got an ERA of 3.75. What does he mean to you and to that entire team?
Truly amazing. He's the best guy in that clubhouse, hands down. I feel like all my teammates will tell you the same. What he's gone through, what he's done, is second to none. It's truly incredible. He's a light in that clubhouse in some dark times, even his own dark times. So he'd come into the clubhouse and he's the first guy to smile, first guy to greet you, even throughout his own personal battles last year. And it's truly incredible what he's done, how he kind of turned his diagnosis into a positive for kids at the Children's Hospital, and all the charitable work and the community work that he's done and turned his diagnosis into is incredible, and only a guy like Cookie can do that. So on top of being a phenomenal pitcher and a clubhouse veteran. So like you said, he's a stand-up guy. We're so proud of him. And, you know, he's going to take us a long way on the field, too.
What an amazing guy. What an amazing inspiration. Mm-hmm. My guest, an all-star game MVP, AL Pitcher of the Month for August, 6-0, the pride of UCSB, Shane Bieber. Shane, so good to have you, man. I appreciate you so much. I appreciate you coming on the program. And, again, I hate to be the old man who fawns, but I really am proud of you, Shane. Great job. The entire Gaucho Nation is proud of you.
Man, I appreciate that, Romer. I appreciate you having me. You know, best of luck in everything. And yeah, like I said, I appreciate you having me, man.
You're the best, Shane. Thank you so much. Shane Bieber, he is a GD star. He is a bleeping star. Milwaukee at Cleveland tonight. And if I sound like a proud dad, well, we're not related, but I am proud, man. We are all proud. The Gaucho Nation is extremely proud of Shane Bieber, not just because of his development and how well he's throwing, but this guy handles himself like such a pro.